朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天认识我们的教会，我们是要讲各种的聚会，它的目的和内容。
The topic for this morning, we're going to focus on the purpose and content of all of our meetings.
你们会想说这有什么好讲的？
You may ask, well, what's so important about this?
教会有哪些聚会，我们都知道呀。
We all know what types of meetings we have at church.
但是就像我今天早上跟大家讲的，我们读经，我们祷告，我们常常忽略的最重要的一件事情。
Just like I've shared with everyone this morning, as we read scripture, as we pray, we neglect the most important thing.
什么事情？
What is it?
才听完十分钟又忘了。
You just heard it 10 minutes ago. Come on.
读经祷告最重要的事情是什么？
What's the most important part?
遇见神，对不对？
To meet God, right?
祷告是讲到我们人和神在圣灵中相会并相交。
Prayer is a fellowship that we have with God and the Spirit of God.
读经是要遇见那位对我们说话的神。
And when we come to reading the scriptures, we want to come and meet the one who speaks.
让他的话来改变我们的生命，来影响我们的生活。
That his words would transform our lives to influence the way we live.
就很多时候我们明明在神的同在中。
So a lot of times we are in the presence of God.
然后我们说主啊，我渴慕你同在。
And then yet we cry out, Lord, I long for your presence.
其实我们只要开眼睛，
Oftentimes, if we just open our eyes,
真看见那不能看见的主，
truly see the invisible God,
原来他就在这里。
Indeed, he is here.
我刚才坐在底下的时候，突然想起来，昨天傍晚我陪于师母去帮我岳母大人买拐杖。
Last night, Pastor Nancy and I, we had to go purchase a cane for my mother-in-law.
他趁着他那个，然后于师母自己手臂痛，帮他去买一点绷带绑一绑。
And Pastor Nancy also have some muscle pains in her forearm. We're trying to get some bandage for her.
我们正好有问题想去问那个 pharmacy 那个药的那个人。
We had a question for the pharmacist.
他正在电话上。
And he was on the phone.
然后我的电话也响了。
And my phone was ringing.
然后我就接了电话。
So I picked up my phone.
他就说这边是 Rite Aid, 打电话告诉你现在可以打这个感冒预防针。
So I have a recorded message that said, this is from Rite Aid, it's now time for you to come and get your flu shot.
我说我现在就在 Rite Aid 里面。
And so I responded, I said, I'm at Rite Aid right now.
看到他那边讲，I know, 他说我只是要告诉你说这个 flu shot 的时间到了，你可以来打。我说我现在就站在你面前。
And as actually a live person, he said, I just want to call you and let you know the flu shot's available. You can come and take it.
他还是不知道我在什么。他说我能不能打电话告诉你说我们的 flu shot 都已经来了，现在可以打电话。我说 I know, 我就站在你面前。
And Pastor Yu was standing in front of the pharmacist as he was calling him. He said, I'm standing right here in front of you. The pharmacist didn't seem to get it.
他惊叫一声，他说怎么这么巧啊。
And then all of a sudden, he said, oh, you're right there. What a coincidence.
我说我现在太早打了，我不久才要到亚洲去，我过一阵子再来打。
He says, it's a little too early for me to take the flu shot. I'm going to go to Asia soon, and right before I go out, I will come.
他想警告我，叫我早点打。他说你已经过了65岁，要早一点打。
And so he warns me. He said, you know, you're past 65. You should get it earlier now.
讲完以后看我表情，他不好意思。他说你过了65了吗？哈。
And then after he saw my expression, he says, you're past 65, right? Yeah.
不谈也罢。
Let's not talk about this any further.
就怎么我只是要讲，很多的时候我们明明跟神在一起，我们自己不知道。
My point is, oftentimes we are in the presence of God, yet we do not know it.
摩西如同看见那不能看见的神。
Moses have seen the invisible God.
所以我们今天要讲每一个聚会，讲教会里面各式各样的聚会。
So this morning when we talk about all manners of our gatherings, our meetings.
今天全天下各式各样的教会很多。
There are many different churches throughout the world.
就连同一个教会里面各式各样的聚会也很多。
Even within the same church.There are many different types of meetings.
我们也一样。
We're the same way.
但是每一个聚会都有它特别的目的跟希望达到的境界。
Every single meeting, we have a particular purpose, and we pray that we will reach a particular realm.
因为它都特别着重某一个角度、某一方面来建造我们。
Because it focuses on a particular aspect, how to equip the body of Christ.
就像你们跑到健身房，你们去，它各式各样的这个 workout。 是对你不同的肌肉，对不对？
If you have been to a gym, you'll notice that there are different machines, and each machine seems to focus on different aspects of your body.
然后你到餐馆会订不同的菜，因为有不同的味道。
When you go to a restaurant, you would, you know, order different dishes because they have different flavors, right?
你到学校去读书不会三年都只修一门课，你修各种不同的课来装备自己。
You go off to school, the 3 years, you wouldn't be taking the same class every year. You take different classes to equip yourself, right?
同样的在教会里面虽然有各式各样的聚会。
And similarly, though, there are many, many different types of meetings that we have at church.
每一个聚会都是以主为中心。
And every single meeting, the Lord is the center.
但是每一个聚会都有它特别的一个意义，特别一个目的。
But every single meeting has a purpose and has a reason.
这是我们今天很快的来看一下。
So very quickly, we're going to come and look at this together.
那第一个，我们讲到所有的聚会永远都是应该以基督为中心的敬拜。
But foremost, we stress again that all of our meetings are to be Christ-centered worship.
我在一开始的时候曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过，我们以为敬拜就是音乐，音乐就是敬拜。
A lot of times I spoke this earlier that a lot of times we have the misconception that worship is music and music is worship.
虽然这两个有很强烈的关系，但是两个不是等号。
Although they are related, but they are not equal to one another.
敬拜诗歌只是我们表达敬拜的一种方式，一个很有效的方式而已。
Songs and hymns is just a mechanism, a way by which we express our act of worship.
但是今天在这个时代，在基督教里面的 terminology 这个用词上，讲到敬拜都是讲诗歌。
But in Christianity today, when we use the term worship, oftentimes we refer to the way we sing and the types of songs we sing.
其实所有的聚会都是敬拜。
And I will tell you all manners of gathering and meeting is worship.
因为所有的聚会都必须是 God-centered, 是 Christ-centered.
Because every meeting has to be God-centered, has to be Christ-centered.
如果一个聚会不是以神为中心，不是以基督为中心，这个不叫聚会了。
If this meeting is no longer Christ-centered, God-centered, it's no longer called a gathering.
不叫基督徒的聚会了。
Let me rephrase. It's no longer categorized as a Christian meeting.
你可以一切朋友吃喝玩乐快乐一下。
You could gather together with other friends, eat and be merry.
你可以甚至是基督徒聚在一起的吃喝玩乐玩玩 game.
You could be Christians getting together and eating and be merry and play some games.
那个不是我们现在所说的圣徒的聚会。
But this is not what we're calling the gathering of the saints.
所以任何的聚会，如果基督不是中心的话
，So every gathering if Christ is not the center.
那是很大的遗憾，很大的缺失，很大的错误。
That's a great tragedy. It's a great loss. It's a great error.
所以你想，你参加一个婚礼，如果没有新郎跟新娘，你很遗憾，对不对
？So if you go to a wedding, you all of a sudden discover there's no bride, there's no groom. How would you feel? It's pretty tragic, right?
就像几年前 Charles 跟 Teresa 结婚的时候 ，Teresa 迟到了 ，Charles 很紧张，后来跟我说：“玉叔叔，我们要不要先开始了？”
Many years ago, Charlie and Teresa was getting married. Teresa was late. Charlie was very worried, and I don't know what possessed him to say this. He said to Pastor Yu, "Should we start right now?"
Because
he looked at me, keep looking at him. He was a little embarrassed. He thought that I would be upset. The bride's not here yet. How do we start?
你去参加培灵会没有讲员，或者你去参加一个什么特别的东西，最重要的不在，你就觉得少了什么。
You go to a spiritual pursuit meeting, and you discover there's no speaker. You find that when you go to a meeting, what you're looking for, what's not the most important element when it's not there, you know something's missing.
或者你回到家，家里面再也除了你以外没有任何人了，你就觉得不叫家了。
And when you go home, you discover all the other members are gone. You're the only one there.You come to the conclusion that you feel that it's not home anymore, right?
虽然你填地址，你打电话，人家问你 home address， 你都是讲那里，但是你每次回到家，总觉得人去楼空。
As though people ask you where do you live, and you may give your address, and you may even write it down, but when you go back to that place, you realize it's not home.
弟兄姊妹，就像我今天早上讲，对神的话要有一个正确、一个非常认真的态度，就是神的话就是他自己。
So as I was sharing this morning, we need to have the serious and the sincere attitude when we come to the Word of God.Because the word of God is God Himself.
不管读圣经，不管唱诗歌，不管听到神的话出来，就是神自己，道就是神。
Whether you're reading the word, whether you're singing, whether you are listening to the message, when the word of God is issued, it is God Himself.
同样的，我们的聚会如果主不是中心的话，弟兄姊妹，我们都要小心。
Similarly, I say, if our gathering the Lord, if He's not the center, then we got to be careful.
我们要很认真的让主来改变我们。
We need to be very serious when we ask the Lord, Lord, please change us.
不见得是犯罪。
It is not just seemingly, it may not just be sin.
但是是我们很容易掉入的情形。就连我们现在礼拜五的聚会，礼拜二的祷告会，我们不小心，我们不是以神为中心。
It may be a condition that we may easily fall into, just like our small group, and even our prayer meetings, where Christ is no longer the center.
因为我们已经这么习惯了这种的、啊、方式啦、啊、程序啦、啊、唱唱诗歌，有人代祷，有人报告神家的事，我们又噼里啪啦又祷告，但是没有在神的面前。
We're so accustomed to the formality and the liturgy of the worship, and then we discover we're not really in the presence of God.
所以我希望我们所有的同工，所有的弟兄姊妹，我们要重视这件事。
So all the co-workers, dear brothers and sisters, I pray that you esteem this one issue.
所有的聚会必须基督是中心。
Every single one of our meetings has to be Christ-centered.
因为我们说到教会是基督的身体。
Because we say when we claim that Christ, I mean the church is the body of Christ.
是基督自己要来充满，而且要得到丰满的发表的一个器皿。
It is the vessel by which Christ is to fill and to magnify the glory of God.
所以我们的聚会就是一个最好发表基督的。一个方式。
So when we get together, it is the most appropriate mechanism by which we express these things.
一个教会有没有价值，不在于它的 building, 不在于它外面的建筑。
Whether a church is of worth has nothing to do with the external building.
不在于它里面 人员服事的同工传道人的教育程度。
It has nothing to do with our educational status of the people within.
也不在于诗歌敬拜用了多么先进的乐器，多么美妙的音乐。
Or how modern the instruments that we use and how wonderful it sounds.
一个教会真正的价值在于它充满了基督多少，它彰显了基督多少。
The true value of the church has everything to do with how much of Christ does it contain and how much of Christ does it magnify.
如果这个掉了，其实你不要别人，不管别人怎么说，我们自己里面都不满足的。
If you lose this, it doesn't matter what other people are commenting about us. We ourselves feel that we're missing something.
你会有一个说不出来的痛苦，不满足的。
There's a dissatisfaction, there's a longing, there's an emptiness.
因为好像在这里遇不见神的同在。
As if I cannot meet God, the presence of God.
所以我最喜欢听到的别人就说我们在你中间感受到神的同在。
So what I desire most of other people's comments of us is that we sense the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹。示罗的帐幕，当大卫把约柜拿走的时候，这个示罗的帐幕，示罗的帐幕是空的。
And when David removed the tabernacle from the tents, those tents all of a sudden became empty.
那个空洞的帐幕没有价值。
And those tents, the moment that it is empty, it has no value, has no purpose anymore.
约柜被大卫带回到锡安，到大卫的帐幕里面来了。
The ark is now taken back to Zion, to the tent of David.
历代志说，当大卫把约柜安置好了以后，他就设立唱诗。
The book of Chronicles tells us once the ark has been established in the rightful place, David now established singers before the Lord.
所以所有的敬拜和赞美都在于把主摆对的位置。
So all of the singing, all the worship predicates upon the fact that the Lord is set at the right place.
所有真实的敬拜和赞美永远是以主为中心的。
All genuine and true worship is always centered about the Lord.
不然我们里面不满足。
Or else we're not satisfied.
好多年以前我跟于师母到欧洲去，后来我们到东欧去服事啊。
Many years ago, Pastor Nancy and I have been serving in Europe, and we went to Eastern Europe.
然后在那个国家因为稍微比较偏远，所以我们去的他们都很高兴。
And that country was farther out from us, and the fact that we're able to go, they're actually all very happy.
所以他们有一个联合的聚会。
So they actually had a combined meeting.
啊，我记得最后一天晚上聚会的时候。
I remember the last night as we got together.
因为这个租借的场地的教会是那个这个欧洲人的教会，他们自。正好自己 有很多的活动。
And because that particular evening, the church facility that they rented was from a local church, and they themselves had a lot of activities.
所以他们吃吃喝喝里面非常非常这个热闹。
So there were a lot of eating and celebrating. There were a lot of activities that were going on in the building.
所以所有那天晚上来参加培灵会的弟兄姊妹一进来就被那个热闹弄得心情都乱掉了。
So a lot of brothers and sisters when they came and attended the service that night, because they came to all that the celebration and all the noise, they felt that they were just really chaotic.
虽然聚会厅他给我们用了，但是外面吵吵杂杂的。
Yes, though the meeting hall they were given to us to use, but outside the meeting hall There was a lot of noise, a lot of just chit-chatting going on.
所以底里面聚会厅里面的弟兄姊妹也开始吵吵杂杂的。
And so, consequently, people who were sitting inside the meeting hall, they began to talk and chit-chat.
那尤其是虽然在一个地方从不同教会来的，都会说：“哎呀，你还好吗？”都在聊天。
And so, because brothers and sisters all came from different locale, they were starting to greet each other. They started to just converse and talk to one another.
我长话短说了哈。
And I'll keep it real short.
对，我们那天聚了一个很痛苦的聚会。
we had a miserable meeting that night.
非常的混乱。
It was very, very chaotic.
很多人来看表演一样，看到他们在上面唱诗，但底下也不唱了，也不。
It's as if people came to see a performance. People were up here singing, and everybody was down there observing.
然后才唱不久 ，projector 坏掉了，没有歌词。
And after the singing is halfway through, the projector was broken. We didn't have the lyrics.
只剩下几个人在上面喊喊叫叫唱，底下人都不知道他们在唱什么。
And a couple of people were up here jumping up and down and singing, and nobody really knew what they were singing.
所以那天聚完会以后，然后。因为我们第二天一大早，我跟于师母要飞到希腊雅典去，都排好的特会同工培训。
So the next following morning, the schedule's already been set. We were supposed to go to Athens and with the meetings there.
他们整个 worship team 就跑到我们住的接待我们的弟兄家里面。
So the entire worship team came to the house where we were staying.
各个像斗败的公鸡啊。
Every single one of them were like a rooster that has lost the fight.
进来都不讲话。
They were all silent.
跟前一天进来那么高兴跟我们吃饭不一样。
It was very different from the day before, how they were just very, very themselves, very happy as we were eating together.
我们坐在一桌，主人弄点宵夜给我们吃，他们每一个人都这样看着，都好难过。
So as we were there just eating some desserts that night, every single one of them, you could tell from their faces that they were very depressed.
我们可以很清楚知道那天整个聚会那个注意力敬拜。都被打断。
We were very, very clear ourselves that the center of worship, the focus of worship was completely severed.
外面的人打断我们，仪器打断我们，小孩子在我们中间跑来跑去打断我们，大家都没办法专心听到。
The noise on the outside interrupted us. The chit-chatting going on inside interrupted us. Kids running around, the equipment not functioning, those things interrupted us.
我看他们那么痛苦，结束在这么痛苦的里面。我就跟于师母交通了。
And so I see that they were in such pain. They were very distraught how the service or the conference ended. So I share with Pastor Nancy.
我们就求主让我们可以多留一天。我就进去打电话给雅典的同工，他们很能谅解，让我们多留了一天。
So we prayed and we asked the brothers and sisters in Athens, can we stay for another day? Would you guys be okay with that? And they were very accommodating.
我们出来跟他们说，我们明天再来一场。
And so we say to them, tomorrow let's do this again.
哇，每一个人高兴的。
And everybody was excited.
于师母说，我们下午提早两个钟头进来，我们祷告，我们先祷告。
Pastor Nancy says, let's come in 2 hours ahead of when the meeting is supposed to start. Let's start with prayer.
因为他们从前没有这样子的感觉，只是会前有一个人带个祷告就上去了。那天一团chaos.
And they didn't have that notion, the sense of why we need to pray before service. So regularly, they just have somebody who come up, lead a word of prayer, and begin. And that's why that night was chaotic.
好，弟兄姊妹，不是因为联合聚会，不是因为有外国来的讲员，不是因为怎样，这个聚会就一定好。No.
It is not because we are a united gathering, not because we invited an outside speaker, and by default, the meeting would be great. I tell you, no.
所有的聚会要好，一定要仰望神的祝福，一定要圣灵的工作。
The quality of every meeting is pinned upon the Lord Himself and the presence of the Spirit.
第二天晚上聚会。太好了。
And so that following night, as we got together, it was a wonderful get together.
会前的两个钟头，他们都已经高兴得不得了，因为遇见主。
The 2 hours before the meeting was even to start, they were all just in the joy of the Lord because they met the Lord already.
他们说他们那天的敬拜，他们的带师自己里面都不一样。
So that day they testified as they were leading in worship, they know they themselves were different.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有的聚会我们都要进步的。
So brothers and sisters, every single meeting that we have, we need to improve.
不可以靠经验，不可以靠讲员，不可以靠任何其他的方式，不可以靠乐器，不可以靠机器。
And we can't rely on equipment. We cannot rely on our music, on the speaker, on the preparation alone.
我们所有的聚会都应该以主为中心，都要让圣灵。来掌权。
And all every single one of our meeting, Christ has to be the center. The Holy Spirit must reign.
所以我在这里把我写的这个几句话我念一遍。教会是基督的身体，是基督要来充满并彰显神荣耀的器皿。所以教会每次的聚会和各种的聚会，不只是人的聚集，乃应该让基督成为我们的中心、目的与内容。在各种的聚会和各样的侍奉中，不仅都当为着他。更是要本于他，并且倚靠他。 这是任何性质和方式的聚会值得存在的意义和价值。就如果任何聚会不合乎这个条件，它实在来说没有太大的价值。
Pastor Yu was reading the text under bullet A, and again we say that every meeting, every gathering, if it's not Christ-centered, then it's lost its value and its worth.
所有聚会的品质和深度都要不断的提升。
And we say that the quality and the depth of our meeting should continue to increase.
所以我在讲的第二个点，说到一个健康的教会理当是一个不住增长而且更新的教会，各种的聚会要照着神的心意在圣灵中进行。品质和深度不仅需要持续的提升，祝福参加的人，而且使神得到荣耀，能够达到荣神一人的目的啊。
This is the passage after the second bullet, bullet B.
所以以前我们教会在2000年以前准备开始要实行小组的时候
before the year 2000, before our church embarked on implementing small group formats,
我们那时候有专门的同工退休会为了这个准备。
We had a lot of coworkers. We got together. We had a coworkers retreat in preparation for this move, this change.
那时候教会很小，我们最多只能分原来只有三个小组。
And at that time, our church was still relatively small. We only had three small groups.
我们准备把小组从教会打发出去到 local 去。
And our heart desire is that we send the small groups out of the church building and go to the local areas.
我们要每一个小组都要去祷告，你这个小组成立最重要的目的到底是什么？
We wanted every small group to pray. What is the significant reason for the existence of this group?
到底你这个小组存在的目的和价值是什么？
What is the value and what's the purpose of the existence of this group?
同样的，我现在也问你们在座的每一个小组。
And I ask the same question for all of you who are in small groups.
也问大家在座的每一个团契。
And I ask all the fellowships.
到底为什么要有你这个小组？
Why is it necessary for us to have this group?
为什么需要有你这个团契？
Why do we need this particular fellowship?
到底你存在的目的和价值到底是什么？
What is the purpose and the value of your existence?
到底是什么我们该达到的境界？
What is the goal that we're trying to achieve?
我记得那时候有一个小组，有个回来报告，有一个这个结论让大家印象很深刻。
I remember one particular small group that they came back in those days and they gave a report and it really impressed on all of our hearts.
他说我们希望我们的小组能够成为一个神和人都很享受的聚会。
And they said we want our small group to be a place where both God and man truly enjoy.
他能够吸引神，吸引人，他能够叫神和人都满足。
That it may draw God's attention and may draw man's attention, that both may be satisfied in this meeting.
像有的教会不是有的小组说我们是要以大诫命，怎么样？大使命，反正就是每个小组都讲得很好。
So the other small groups would say that you know we're focusing on the Great Commission, and many small group have different things that they have to share.
所以我就希望我们都要在主人面前好好祷告。所有的聚会都应该是为了要荣神益人。
And again, I ask all of us to pray sincerely because every single one of these meetings they have to be glorifying to God and beneficial to the people who attend.
所以光彼此享受不够的哈。
So just the fact that we ourselves are enjoying this meeting, that's not sufficient.
彼此相爱，彼此关。我们在一起 body body 很快乐，弟兄姊妹好是好，不够好，而且没有神根本就不叫好。
We love each other, we care on each other, we're buddy buddies to one another, and seemingly it looks good, but I'll tell you this is not good enough.
很多黑社会的 gangster 他们也是 body body 好得很，比我们还好。
The gangsters and the underground world, they're probably better than we are.
他们可以讲道义，为朋友两次插刀。
And they talk about being faithful towards one another.
好，那我现在讲我们 SVCA 的聚会。
So we're gonna come and talk about some of our meetings here at SVCA.
我把它分两部分，一个叫经常性的聚会。
I broke it down into two categories. One are the regular meetings.
一个是比较是针对特别的需要，在特别的场合上有的聚会。
And some meetings are occasional, are very special.
请大家注意好，所有经常性的聚会。
And all the regular meetings, I want you to pay attention.
它不仅重要。
Not only are they important.
而且应该是所有的弟兄姊妹都应该参加的。
And it is the meeting that every single one of us supposed to attend.
只是我们今天没有这样去要求弟兄姊妹。
It's just that we did not require that of everyone.
我们只盼望弟兄姊妹至少从主日要把主日分别为圣归给神。
We at the very minimum says that you have to sanctify and set aside Sunday unto the Lord.
这是任何一个基督徒最基本在神面前该做的。
Every single Christian, this is the most basic thing that you ought to do.
以色列百姓。 安息日谁干犯安息日是要用石头打死的。
And the people of Israel, if they have offended or did not obey the Sabbath, they're supposed to be stoned to death.
因为这是神的日子，你要把你自己分别出来为着神的。
Because this is supposed to be the day of the Lord, you're supposed to set yourself aside unto the Lord.
但是犹太人后来把它变得非常不安息。
But the Jews turn it into something where they no longer can enter into the Lord's rest.
不可以这样，不可以那样，不可以那样。我到以色列地区，他们碰到安息日的时候，连电梯都要找阿拉伯的小孩来帮你按，他们自己不能按的。
You can't do this, you can't do that. Bunch of regulation came to be. When we went to Israel, when we enter an elevator, an Israelite cannot even press the button.
安息日要吃的饭，礼拜五都得全部煮好了，礼拜六只能放在上面热，不能够煮。
All the food that you're supposed to consume on Sabbath, you cannot physically cook them. You have to prepare them the day before. You can warm it up, leave it on the stove.And you can eat it on Sabbath.
把人弄得很紧张。
And so everybody is frantic.
但是我们新约在安息日，我们不过安息日，但是我们守主日。
But in the New Testament, we don't necessarily celebrate Sabbath, but we celebrate the Lord's Day.
圣经上讲到，这是耶和华所定的日子，你在其中要高兴欢喜，是指的主复活的日子。
And when the Scripture says that this is the day that the Lord has made, you will rejoice and be glad in it. It's pointing onto the day of His resurrection.
虽然被很多新郎借去的他婚礼说这是神所定的日子，在其中要高兴欢喜，但是那个日子特别是讲主日的啊。
And many grooms they will steal God of this verse and say that this is the day that we ought to rejoice in it because the day I'm getting married. I'm telling you this is the Lord's day.
所以教会特别经常性的聚会，我提到四个。
I mentioned four particular meetings that are very regular here as VCA.
第一个祷告聚会。
The first one is the prayer meeting.
我们中文英文都一起念我写的东西好不好？因为我觉得
read it together in the outline, okay?
我已经斟酌又斟酌，写得很精简，所以威廉写信给我说，于叔叔，你的纲要越来越难翻译了。
Pastor, you refine and refine his Chinese outline, and it became very, very difficult to translate because there's so much that needs to be contained and said.
他就中文可以很简短的一句话就表达，他们英文表达不出来。
The English language is very difficult to try to express in full of what the Chinese language is trying to express.
这是中国人伟大的地方。
This is what's wonderful about the Chinese language.
哎，我们一起在圣灵里借着祷告与神亲近，与主同工，为着神子，为神家，为圣徒同心代求的聚会，也是教会是否能蒙福得胜与复兴的关键。那弟兄姊妹，这是教会的祷告会。
This is the prayer meeting for the church.
你不要以为教会的祷告会是只有爱主的弟兄姊妹才要参加的。
Please do not have this notion of the concept that only those who love the Lord attends the prayer meeting.
如果我们真相信神
，If we truly believe God.
也真相信他是听祷告的神。
We truly believe that He is a God who answers prayers.
也真相信我们照着他的应许祷告的时候会有事情发生。
And we truly believe that by His promise, when we pray, something's going to happen.
也真知道如果我不祷告的话，也有事情发生，就是仇敌可以猖狂。可以做破坏的工作。
And we're truly convinced that if I do not pray, something else will also happen. It's that the enemy can do whatever he wants.
不可能不祷告的。
And then it is impossible for us not to pray.
出埃及记十七章，摩西何时举手，约书亚在底下就得胜。
Exodus chapter 17, whenever Moses lifted up his hand, the Israelites were victorious.
摩西什么时候手垂下来，亚玛力人就得胜。
And whenever his arm slumped,The Malachites, they began to win.
他祷告，就有事情发生，神儿女们得胜了。
When Moses prayed, something's happening. The people of God are victorious.
他累了，手放下来了，亚玛力人就猖狂了。
When he's tired, he's exhausted, he let down his arms, then the Malachites, they began to reign.
就有神儿女们被杀了。
And the people of God was being slain.
弟兄姊妹，摩西再累，他都得把手举起来。
So Moses, no matter how tired he was, he says, I'm going to keep my hands lifted.
因为他知道 make a big difference.
Because he knows it makes a big difference.
他撑不动了，要亚伦护尔来帮助他，拖着他的手。
And when he cannot lift his arm anymore, Aaron and Hur came along and helped him keep his arms up.
弟兄姊妹，教会的祷告会太重要了。
Friends, the prayer meeting is so essential for the church.
不是可有可无。
It's not something that we can do or do without.
它是不能少的。
It's something that we is essential. We must have.
个人、家庭和教会。
Individual.For our families, for our church,
我们蒙福多少
？How much we are blessed？
我们得胜多少
？How much we overcome？
我们能够在神手中有多大的用处和价值，全根据我们的祷告。
How useful and our value in the hands of God has everything to do with our prayers。
所以我们请求弟兄姊妹常来祷告会。
So, brothers and sisters, we ask everyone please come to pray。
朋友， 如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。